The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. In the first reading, we are not told what form of torment Eleazar gave his life in. We only know that it was not quick and easy, but lengthy and rather brutal, as we hear that he was receiving blows. And this is what he says in the midst of it: "I am not only enduring terrible pain in my body from this scourging, but also suffering it with joy in my soul, because of my devotion to him." Suffering it with joy in my soul. And you think, okay, well, gosh, what is the secret? How do we suffer joyfully? And you have to go up a little bit earlier. When they are trying to get him to renounce his faith by eating meat, sacrifice to idols, and they say, okay, you don't have to eat it. Just pretend that you're eating it so it looks like you're doing it, and you'll be able to save your life. And he says, "I will not cause scandal in that way." And so how does he give his life? He says, "I am ready to die willingly and generously out of love for God and his law." If we do not do something willingly and generously, we will not find joy in the midst of it. You can do something willingly, okay, yeah, sure, no problem, without doing it generously. Or you can be exceedingly generous, but not really have your heart behind it, and you will not find joy in that gift. And even in the midst of suffering, and it's a great mystery that all the saints discovered. Not too long ago, I was reading a prayer by St. John Vianney. It's entitled "The Love of God." So a prayer to love God more greatly. And one of the lines in the prayer, he says, "Lord, allow me to love you while suffering, and to suffer while loving you." Anything to suffer while loving you? Are you crazy? My brothers and sisters, there is a great contentment when we know that we have poured ourselves out for someone we love. A spouse, a child, a good friend, if we've done it willingly and generously. And it is the same for God. In the midst of suffering, we are able to show him how much we love him. And I close with these words from St. Maximinian Kolbe. He said, "A certain sadness pervades even fervent souls when they realize that in heaven, they will no longer be able to show God their love by suffering for him. The man who avoids suffering does not know what happiness is."